Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping my show free. Who doesn't want to spice things up in the bedroom? Maybe you've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie. Well, here's a really special offer for my Sex with Emily listeners. Go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. So this is a great time to try a couple's toy like the Lilo Siri or a vibrating ring or even a rabbit. But that's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift. So sexy, I just want to surprise you with it. And to top it all off, Adam and Eve will throw in free shipping on your entire order. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type Emily for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. So just use offer code Emily at adamandeve.com. Thanks for listening. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I no longer have the Friends with Benefits program. My podcast is completely free so that you can always enjoy Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. You can listen to our podcast and do all that stuff. And hopefully many of you are at Sex with Emily right now listening to Sex with Emily. Because we are live. We are live Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for all you loyal listeners and for anyone in the world who wants to watch. Anywhere in the world, they can be watching us right now.
Via the internet.
Via the interweb. And it's awesome. So thanks, everyone. Oh, my God. We have so many friends with benefits members. And I really am so appreciative that everyone is joining the Sex with Emily Friends with Benefits program because, you know, you get so, so much more because obviously you're listening to the show because you want to have better sex. We all want to have better sex or more sex or improve our sex life, I believe. I don't know anyone who really doesn't. And even if you're happy with your sex life, you know, you want to push it to another level. So if you're a Friends with Benefits member, you get access to the full video and audio podcast, which is an hour of content we're doing a day. Plus, we're doing videos, we're doing polls, we're doing blogs, we're doing so many things that you can all access, and we're answering your emails. You know, we get hundreds of emails here, I'd say a week, from listeners, and your email goes to the top. Your email is the first we answer. So we appreciate when you become a Friends with Benefits member. It's like 15 cents a day. It's like nothing.
And then what's cool is, you know, past, you know, what, 5 years you've been doing it, the website was just like hosting the podcast.
Right.
But now there's, if you go there every single day, there will be new content every single day.
Exactly.
You go to sexwithemily.com.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, Menace. It's so good to see you. I missed you terribly.
Where the hell have you been?
I was in Michigan visiting my family.
All right,
yeah.
How'd that go?
I realize that every vacation, quote, I take is with my family because they're so far away and they want to see me and I want to see them and I have nieces and my brother and all this stuff, but it's just like, it's far and it's amazing, but it's hard being, I was gone for like 5-6 days. It's just a long time and it's not really vacation. So like I haven't had a vacation in like 2 years.
What did you even do there?
Well, my brother has a lake house and it's beautiful and there's a boat and we go on the boat and we sit out by the water and we make s'mores, marshmallows.
And you drink cervezas?
We drink cervezas. I did drink lots of cervezas on the 4th of July. And then everyone goes to the middle of the lake and they tie their boats together. And then you go from boat to boat to boat and you eat all the food and you drink. And everyone has different drinks like Jello shots and all this stuff. But I got sick. I was sick for 2 days, which was such total buzz. I was in bed and sick.
So
I had the stomach flu.
Sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Had the stomach flu. And it was like my whole family was like pissed. Like I was telling Kelsey on the way over here, I was like, you know, my family, they're not the most nurturing people in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would explain anything about me. Did I just give you all like a big insight into me? But like they were just kind of pissed. They were like, get out. Like, you are here visiting us. Like, you are here to serve us. Get out of bed. My nieces were like, we just lost 2 days with you. Blah, blah, blah. But whatever. I'm back. And I'm glad. And it was awesome. It was fun and beautiful and sunny. It's like 90 degrees. We don't get that here.
I know. I saw a photo of you also online with you a bunch of children. You look like a mother.
Didn't I? Is it weird? It's my nieces. Aren't they cute?
Yeah.
It's on my Facebook page.
I said, if these children only knew the life that you lived.
But they do. My 8-year-old. My 8-year-old niece, almost nine, is the one who came over and memorized all my sex book titles. And then the next morning asked her mom why Aunt Emily's every book she has has the word sex in the title.
But
apparently Ella, my little niece, has been the sex educator to all her friends now because she had the sex talk.
Great.
So happy. That's my legacy. But my sister-in-law, her mom, was like, you know, at least she's getting her facts right because she talked to the moms because Ella's like, well, this is what sex is about. But she said she's getting her facts right. So she's happy.
That's crazy.
Friggin' crazy, man. How are you? What'd you do?
I'm good.
How was your date? We all want to know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even mention it that I was going on a date.
Yeah,
remember?
You did. How would we know?
No, but I mentioned it off the air, so listeners don't know. Remember?
No,
because I kept it secret. I didn't say it on the air because I was doing a surprise thing. Remember?
Yeah, I remember, but you did mention it on the air that you were going on a date. Because that's how we all knew. You didn't say it off the air. You said
I did say it off the air. Did I say it off the air? She doesn't even pay attention to our intern. What kind of crap is that? Anyways, just in case listeners didn't catch it,
Emily's
extremely high right now.
I feel very high.
Yeah.
Can you tell? I've got so much energy.
Like,
I'm like bursting.
I hope people are watching on the internet right now at sexwithemily.com. You can also check the video podcast later if you're not catching this.
If you want to make exuberance.
Yes. Well, okay. You are frightening me. Anyways, I was going on a date. There's this girl that I've known for a really long time that I really like. And she is a huge Rihanna fan.
Oh, right.
So a couple months ago, I noticed on our concert calendars when we're writing those up that Rihanna was coming to town. I was like, oh, I got to put in some calls.
Right.
I got to see if, you know, Rihanna's meeting fans, all that stuff. And come to find out, she was meeting fans I knew somebody at the record label.
Love it.
So like I got like killer seats. And then after the show, it was all a surprise. I didn't tell her where we're going that day or anything. I said, yeah, we're going to hang out. But it's not what you think, because she knew that Rihanna was in town. And I go, I don't want to get your hopes up. So I was trying to throw her off.
Right.
I go, we're going to dinner at my friend's house. So we did. And it's an awesome dinner. They live in a penthouse like 23 floors up looking over a city. And then I said, okay, yeah, we are going to Rihanna. So then we go to Rihanna, but then I don't even tell her, like, we're going to meet Rihanna after the show. So right when we're in the seats, I was like, oh, yeah, by the way, after the show, we're going to go meet up with Rihanna.
Did she have a heart attack?
Oh, yeah, she was dying. It was cool. But the only thing is, you know, nothing happened because
she didn't bang you or give you a hand job after all that?
No, so check this out. So the concert ended around like 11 something, right? And the meet and greet wasn't till 1 a.m.
Oh.
Okay? It kept on getting pushed back. And the thing is, my friend from out of town was also there, another radio friend of mine. And he was staying in like, I don't know, six cities over at a hotel for some reason. And he was taking the train. The meet and greet ran so late that the train stopped running. So I'm not going to leave my friend and his girlfriend high and dry in Oakland,
California. So you like told her that she was going to meet her and then you had to bail.
No, but my friend was, he was there for the meet and greet too. So he was there. But the thing is, like right after the meet and greet, like I had to drop her off at her car and then I had to drive like so far.
You do so drop much off crazy my, driving to
my,
and stuff.
To my friend's house. I mean, my friend's hotel.
Right.
And then I didn't get home till like 3 something in the morning. And then I had to get up at 4 a.m. and go to work. So that was my night.
Okay,
but it was still awesome. It was a lot of fun. You know? It felt really good, like surprising somebody that was,
that's amazing.
Really
that's so good.
That.
Yeah, I love it. That's good. So, I would love if someone did. I haven't had anyone like surprise me with something fun ever.
Really?
Ever.
Really?
I don't think so. Not like, oh, I know you want to do this, and so we're going to do this. No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
I've done like, I told the girl, I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to a club. And then so meet me at this, at this time and we're going to go. And then I go, it's not what you think, but do you work the next day? And she's like, no. I go, okay, cool. So we start driving and I go, oh, yeah, the club we're going to is not in San Francisco. It's actually in Las Vegas. So then we just like left and went to Las Vegas like 8 hours and then came back.
So fun.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. I need
you
some surprises.
You hang out with
dorks?
Crazy yoga
what?
Guys. Like,
no, I don't go out with yoga guys. I did not go out with that yoga guy second got time.
There's nothing ever that's like surprised. Surprised you ever?
I mean, okay. I can't say never.
It's always lame dinners and
I'm kind of pissed right now. I think I'm
really?
Like actually really angry. I'm actually gonna cry.
Dude, I can surprise
how have I
you
not,
so
how
easily.
Have I not had? I know. There's so many things, and I'm so easy. And I'm so great. I know whatever you might not think this, but I'm very grateful. Like if I'm dating someone, they do anything. I'm beyond grateful for anything. Like, I don't take it for granted. I don't whatever. So yes, when you surprise me, Menace, I'll be so happy.
All right. Grateful.
But I haven't been dating anyone for a long time.
I'll think of something to surprise you.
Okay. Cool. Well, let me just give a brief overview of what we're going to talk about today. Just everyone who's just joining us. So you're listening to Sex with Emily. Okay, so topics today, we'll be reading your emails and we'll be doing sex in the news. We've got tons of sex in the news that we're going to be spreading out over a few days. There's so much sex in the news that happened this weekend. Okay, but anyway, topics for emails include porn addiction, masturbation, 69ing, and anal play. Yeah. And then for our sex topic, we've got... we've got sexy movements. We've got sexy hip movements. All the movements that you should be doing that you don't know about to make your sex life better. Ways you can move your body that you have never moved it before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have instructional videos?
No, but we do need to do some videos. We need some dolls or something.
Some dolls?
That's a great idea. Like some sex dolls. Remember my friend had that vulva puppet?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you Friday. The
I
Friday
saw
show.
It, though.
Oh, you watched it?
I took a picture of it. No, I didn't.
Oh, you saw the puppet when she brought it in. And she's like, here's the clitoris, here's a da-da-da. But I think because there's lots of positions that I describe. If I had two dolls, then we could make them do stuff.
Yeah.
Or models in the room.
That'd be cool.
We could position them. That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
So,
I have to ask you about that. How, because she had dildos and things like that? Like, how risque
was the show? That was on Friday show, right? That was Girl Talk Friday, yeah. When we have girls in the studio talking about their sex life. It was pretty risque. It was. She got into it. She got into, I can't remember, but I know, because I've been on vacation, so my brain is like waterlogged from the ocean, the lake. But I remember thinking it was an amazing show. She brought in her strap-ons. She brought in her velvet puppet, because she really wants to penetrate a man anally.
Okay.
So she brought in her new strap-on, and she bought like hundreds of dollars worth of sex toys while she was here in San Francisco. And all my crazy sex school friends.
I know, because I'm the reason I'm asking is I haven't watched or seen them. I'm sorry. Because, you know, I'm not on them, so why even bother? But the people, listeners were hitting me up on Facebook saying, are we trying to attract a new audience? Because you guys have gotten so raunchy. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And they were talking about those shows.
Because we repeated the one with, I think we repeated one with Sarah, my other sex school friend, and then we repeated the other one.
Okay.
But no, we're not going raunchy. We're just trying to show people the spectrum of sex.
Yeah.
So you could call it raunchy, whatever, but we're trying to show everything. But pretty much mainstream.
Like, I was like, I don't know what
you're like,
about.
I wasn't there. Menace wasn't invited those days, and he's always invited, but he had to be gone, and it was very sad. And so what else was I going to tell you? Oh, there was a great article in the New York Times that I'm going to post on the website that – it was the cover of the New York Times, which I think is a really, really big deal, Menace. And you have to listen to the title of the story. There's the Sunday New York Times. Sunday New York Times is my favorite thing to do is read the Sunday New York Times. The Sunday New York Times magazine, the cover story on Sunday was entitled Infidelity Keeps Us Together.
Oh, no.
And it was all about like non-monogamy and why having marriage based on monogamy is flawed part of our system for people to get together and say that we'll never cheat and to let that be the downfall of your marriage when really you're not even discussing the fact that could happen and you might be attracted to other people. Anyway, it's I'm not going to give it justice. It's a very long article, but I'll give it to you to read.
I bet you loved it, though.
I loved
it.
Like,
more.
My mom's like, comes in. She's like, here, I've got something for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
she
it's
was
really
dreading
good.
It, too.
No, she wasn't. She thought it was great. It's really good. It was Dan Savage, you know, who's a longtime columnist, Dan Savage.
Yeah, I love Dan Savage.
He's amazing. Yeah. No, but he's a sex columnist. He's been writing about sex for 20 years, and he quote him a lot, and it was just a really good article. And then yeah, that's what I got. Oh, and then I went to this. Yeah. What?
Wait, you didn't meet any boys in Michigan?
No, it was all family. That's why I was like, I hope Menace got laid this week because I don't have anything. I was in Michigan. No
there's
boys.
There's no men in Michigan?
None. I mean, yes, they're married. They're all married. Or I'm just with my family. Like, I'm like, I get there and I've got like those girls, all my little nieces. Just
Your sister-in-law didn't hook you up or nothing?
No, but one day I was on the boat with my brother. We were out on the boat all day. And then my sister-in-law and her friend and her friend's new husband and his friend were there. They were all playing golf all day. So I'm like, oh, my God, they just brought a single guy for me. I was like, way to go. I was like high-fiving my sister-in-law. But it just turns out that he just happened to be there and it wasn't for me. And no one was thinking about me. And he had to leave like an hour later. But I thought
that
he was cute. I was like, oh, my God, there's a cute single guy. Way to go, family.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't for me.
That's weak.
So totally weak. So I got nothing in Michigan. I've got nothing.
Your family sucks.
My family does suck. And they think now I got a dog. I officially have the dog. I officially got the dog today.
No.
Yes, today.
Why?
And she's really cute because my friend picked me up at the airport and she had the dog all week for me because I couldn't bring it home to Michigan. And so she's in the office official. And it's scary because it's like I'm scared a little bit. Like people have animals. People have children.
Yeah.
But I have like a dog for the first time, so it's scary a little. But I'm really excited.
How's this dog?
Her name is Dixie. She's
how many
so cute.
Days has this dog been with you?
She's 3 hours.
3 hours?
She was with me for 2 days, and then I was gone, and then now she's back with me for 2 hours, officially.
What?
She slept at my house one
so
night.
So now that's this dog is so amazing. It's only been with you for a couple of hours. Like,
we're
you haven't
in love.
Even experienced.
No, I know. It's going to be
like
hard.
It's like taking
I'm a little
care
nervous.
Of a child.
I know. I'm very nervous. I have to say, I'm very, very nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is everything good?
Yeah, I'm just looking over at our computer that's broadcasting us right now, and I only see audio coming out of one channel. So I apologize to anybody if that is affecting you. I'm looking into it.
Okay,
so you can keep
it.
On.
I'm
going to
do some sex in the news, I think.
All right.
Okay. First of all, July 6th is National Kissing Day, which is today. So everyone should go make out with someone, have a really good make out. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a show all about kissing. Because kissing, do you know that kissing is the first thing that goes in relationships? They say, like, you're with someone, and the first thing that goes is kissing. And then, I guess, oral sex and blowjobs. But first thing is kissing. And you have to, and especially for women, we need to still kiss to feel connected. And if you're with someone a while, you just stop kissing and you go right to the act. And there's ways to enhance kissing, to make kissing better. And also, if kissing isn't so great, like a lot of people, I get this question asked to me a lot. They said, you know, everything's great. I just met this person, but we're not kissing really well. We're not connecting. He's a bad kisser / she's a bad kisser. There are ways to improve your kissing. There are ways to become a better kisser. So we're going to talk all about that on tomorrow's show because it's today's National Kissing Day. Am I going to kiss someone today besides a dog? That's what I want to know. I'm not sure. I feel like we should all make out with someone, and I think it's maybe me and my dog.
You're going to make out with your dog? I thought you were, like, hanging out with some guy before you left.
I met some guy.
Why don't you kiss him?
I don't know where he is. He's traveling or something.
Oh, no.
Or he's around. I just got back. I got back from Michigan an hour ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you didn't text him the minute you got off the plane?
No, I'm not like that. I'm not
like,
the text
Like, hey,
speaker.
I'm back in town. How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing? I didn't say that. Okay, let's go to we'll get into sex news. The first part was that July 6th is National Kissing Day. Did you hear that? You excited?
Yeah.
Here's the next one. When it comes to sex, SF is on top and LA gets laid the most. This is another study about San Francisco being top of the sex list.
Uh-huh.
San Francisco likes to have sex with lots of different people. At least according to a national survey conducted by a condom company. 200 people from several major cities asked about their sexual habits and how many partners they've had. And San Francisco, it turns out, comes on the top of multiple categories. The average city dweller had 30 sexual partners, more than any major U.S. city. And average San Franciscan is also likely to have had sex in a rural area, to have masturbated, learned about sex in school, and least likely to believe in abstinence before marriage. But people in L.A. are getting laid more. That's what we got to say about California.
That's weird. Well, see, because we're only 7 by 7 miles, so...
They have more people there.
Everyone's just sleeping with each other.
Exactly.
Basically.
So,
you can probably connect everybody in this city with.
You can. 2 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
Happens all the time. Okay. Charlie Sheen is single.
What?
Unofficially goddessless.
No.
Goddessless. He has goddesses. Remember? He had those three goddesses. He's goddessless. They all left him. He's unchained, TMZ learned. The Warlock's last remaining goddess just gave him the chop. Sources close to Charlie tells TMZ, Natalie Kenley moved out last week, but hell hath no fury like a warlock scorned because we're told the actor demanded she return the Mercedes he bought her.
Oh, she should.
According to sources close to the actor, Charlie brushed off the breakup, claiming it's not a common thing for the machine. He calls himself the machine.
The machine?
M-A-S-H-E-E-N.
Uh-huh.
Loser. We're told his penis celebrated the split by declaring war on the entire world, conquering 3 women from 3 different countries, Mexico, Australia, and Colombia, the very night Kenley walked out.
No way.
What a douchebag. It's my favorite word.
Douchebag? You're embracing that now?
I am. I'm going to embrace it, like, I don't think to say it often enough, but sometimes when I do, I think, oh, that's a time for douchebag. What an idiot. He went out and slept. How old is this guy? What? He's like in his 40s or?
Yeah, but he'll get women that just hang her on. The guy's like.
He's like, she left
he'll
me.
He'll get a bunch of.
Give me my Mercedes back and I'm going to go sleep with 3 women tonight.
See, at the time that he bought her that Mercedes, he bought all the women that he was hanging out with cars. Like he bought his ex a Mercedes, his ex-wife a Mercedes, her Mercedes, his the porn star girlfriend, Bentley, and then some other chick. A car, too. I would think a Porsche.
You think when you lose your job and you're having a nervous... I guess if you're having a mental breakdown or whatever, you maybe...
But no, it's weird that I know people that, you know, are very well off. And when they lost their job, they just wouldn't spend money like crazy.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
you think
why?
He'd back off.
Yeah. But that guy has like... He has so much money. He has Babe Ruth's World Series ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because 2.5 Men. Never seen it before.
It is awful, but...
Why is it so popular?
I don't understand, because...
The series, 2.5 Men.
I give it the Jay Leno thing, where it's so...
He's so boring, Jay Leno.
It's so simple, and Middle America just embraces it like crazy, like it's hilarious, you know? David
We're
Letterman...
so much funnier than that.
David Letterman is a freaking genius and hilarious.
Genius.
But...
And Jon Stewart.
He makes you think, is
right.
The problem.
I know. They don't think. 2.5 Men's like...
Yeah.
Canned laughter, or whatever it's called. Yeah. What's it called when they fake the laughter?
It's canned laughter.
Yeah, so stupid.
Can you, everybody, hold on 1 second? I'm going to try to plug in this. So yeah, give me 5 seconds.
1, 2.
Wrong.
I don't know. It's tripping me out right now.
Is it recording the show? Do you want to call our people?
No, we're recording the show. It's not their problem. There's something that changed in the wiring while we were gone.
Oh, those people when we were gone. Why do they do that to us?
I don't know. But I kind of fixed our we're going to have our intro.
I love when Menace plays with all the wires and stuff. It's so hot.
Wow. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, continuing, everybody.
Okay. The Quentin Tarantino's toe-sucking sex email that will haunt your dreams.
Oh, no.
A young woman who works in show business emailed 15 friends last week with a tale about meeting director Quentin Tarantino at a party. Mm-hmm. She made out with him, took sexy pictures in a photo booth, and watched him whip out his short, fat, nub-like penis.
Okay.
She then had foot fetish quasi-sex with him, she claims. That's just too much information. And, like, that's why these guys got to be careful, too. Like, you're famous. Some woman's going to whatever. Trash
but
your penis.
He's
that's
out of me. His mind, though.
What
he's
else
crazy.
Is he doing? Hasn't there been more news about him lately? I thought I saw.
No, last time I really heard about him, he was dating Margaret Cho.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were together for a while.
I never heard that. I thought she was
but
a lesbian.
He is. No, she's not a lesbian. Margaret Cho? The comedian?
Bisexual? Yeah.
She might be bisexual, but she's not a lesbian.
Interesting. Quentin Tarantino says, nub-like penis. How would you feel if some woman met you and said you had a nub-like penis? Don't ever talk about a man's penis.
Sucks, but you know what? He's famous. He's going to get laid anyway, so don't
true
matter.
True that. Social media overtakes porn as the number one online activity.
Yes.
So more people are on Facebook than surfing porn.
Yeah.
Okay. With Facebook surpassing Google as the most trafficked site on the internet last year, wow. Okay, wow. Facebook surpassed Google. That's crazy to me. I'm definitely on Google more than Facebook. It shouldn't really come as a surprise that people are more likely to play Farmville or constantly refresh their ex's profile page than to look at nude photos online. How do they know I was refreshing my ex's page? social media has now overtaken porn as the biggest internet time waster. This fact comes via a video created by Eric Qualman, author of a book called Socialnomics. The infographic-filled clip is chock-full of fascinating statistics. For instance, 1 in 5 couples blames Facebook for their divorce, and 3 in 5 gay couples meet online. I cannot believe that we are online more than surfing porn.
Yeah, but I think it's.
But
it's
you think they're online because they're looking at their ex's profile, which is all related
to sex
anyway.
They're doing that, yeah. And no, yeah, it's just they're all cruising to eventually try to get to real sex is what they're really trying
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. They're like, okay, do I want to just watch this woman that I'm never going to ever have sex with or potentially stalk some new women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe have a date with them one day.
Yeah, like I get random dudes asking me out on Facebook, like that I've met once or that I. Uh-huh. And I got asked out by like 3 guys this week that I don't even know who they are that I met at a party that I went to.
How'd this happen?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I was at a party the night before I went home to Michigan for this woman wrote this book called
Slow Sex. Oh, but I
thought
you had a pack and do all that stuff, right?
I did.
Is that what you told that one guy?
Oh, right. I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, he's listening.
No, I did have to pack. It wasn't a party party. I was literally not kidding you. How long were we there, Kelsey? 45 minutes at that party? Half hour? Yeah, we were there 45 minutes. It was just a work party. I mean, this woman wrote a book about sex. And she has an orgasm. If you're in San Francisco right now, the next few weeks, it's an orgasm pop-up store. And it's right on the corner of Sutter and Kearney. And she runs this organization called One Taste in San Francisco. It's a lot of educational sex stuff. And her book is called Slow Sex. She's going to be on the show shortly, soon. And she wrote a book about having like the slow sex movement. We need to slow down. But it's an orgasm pop-up store for 3 weeks to promote her book. And it's all about... you go in and it says orgasm is, and then everyone fills in the blanks about what orgasm means to them. And then they had like sensual chocolates and they had like a confession booth. We can go in and talk about your desires. And it was really cool event. And 3 guys there, whatever, apparently I met, and they were like, let's go out. And
how did you just give me your number?
I think they Facebooked me because I was interviewing her for the show, like talking to her. We did a video interview that we're going to post. And so we did a video interview of her, and then they were like, and then they found me on the interweb, and they asked me out. But one of them I think was cute, and I can't remember the other one,
Oh, God.
Okay, right. Okay, this one, I don't know. This one, penis size is related to length of fingers.
Length of fingers? Uh-oh,
yes,
I'm
not the actual if you're not, yeah, you're screwed.
I have girly hands.
Do you?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I have girly hands. I have boy hands, kind of.
Boy
what
hands?
Does that mean?
Man hands. They're called man hands.
Do I have man hands?
No, not really.
Kind of? Not really. Not really?
No, I'm just kidding. You don't have man hands. I've seen some man hands on women.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like really bulky and they look really strong.
Okay, that's not me.
Yeah.
Okay. They're just kind of stubby. But if you're trying to determine the size of a guy's penis through his clothes, it's not the size of his hands or feet that matters. It's the length of his fingers. At least according to a study recently conducted by Korean researchers, a team of doctors examined 144 men and found that the lower the ratio of the lengths of the index and ring fingers on the right hand, the longer the man's penis.
Is this North or South Korea?
I don't know,
because
honey.
If it's North, that's some sabotage they're trying to do. It's like some mind games they're trying to
know.
Play on.
I don't know. So I'm not sure. Okay. So yeah. Okay. Let's get into some emails.
Right. But if you
what
did you already did you look at dudes' feet before to see how big their feet
never.
Were?
Never. I don't never believe that was true. But now I gotta read that again. What is it? The index finger of the right hand.
The index finger. That's bigger than the other one.
Is it supposed to be? Hold on. This is important.
The right hand.
Hold on. This is important. Everyone, pay attention because this is really important. If you care about this stuff, and most women we have found. In studies and surveys, do not care about the size of a man's penis. Let me reinforce that here. I'm not saying that it matters the size of a man's penis. I'm just saying that it's the length of his fingers. This is what he said. The lower the ratio of the lengths of the index finger and the ring fingers on the right hand, the longer the man's penis. So the lower the ratio of the lengths. So the lower the ratio.
What? You're going to have to draw this out on sexwithomi.com.
Let's draw it on sexwithomi.com later. Let's do it. Let's get into some emails.
Find a hand and make some arrows.
Okay. That was just too confusing for me. Oh, here we got our poll results.
Okay.
Our recent poll results. And then we're going to get into emails.
All right.
Okay. This is what we have. Does the idea of having sex with a virgin turn you on?
No.
23%.
But it's nice.
23% said absolutely not. I want someone with experience. Mm-hmm. 26% said, yes, it's on my bucket list. 51% said they are not opposed to the idea. So I guess that means that they are 51% say not opposed. That means turned on.
I think for a female, having sex with a virgin would suck. What? I thought you gave me the head tilt like you were pissed at me.
No. I'm tilting my head thinking about sex with a virgin. I think that'd be kind of hot.
It would be kind of hot?
But like...
Because you know they're just going to last like 5 seconds, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of fine. Like, it's not like I'm there for like, I think I'm going to get like anything really from it at that moment, maybe.
You just get, you know, some props.
But then you'd have to be really young and then I could get thrown in jail or something. Like, how many virgins? There's a lot of older virgins too.
Yeah.
You're right. 20-something virgins. There's 30-something virgins just wrote us last week.
And not to deter you, fellas, you know, go get yours. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
You know? Don't be afraid that you're not going to satisfy the woman. You're just going to have to go ahead and do it anyway.
Just do it. Just go and do it. With the right person, of course. And don't feel bad if you are a virgin. And
make
you're
sure
older
it's like the love of your life.
Yeah, right. Make sure
someone
she's
that
the
you're
one
you're going to marry forever.
Right. Wait, actually, you know what you should just do? Just wait till you get married. I'd say don't have sex until you know you're going to get married to this person.
Yes.
I told you I had my friend who waited 3 months.
You also told me you're high today.
Do I seem high, really? Yeah. I wish I was.
No, I think you're just well-rested.
I rested. I told you, my mom, who's the least nurturing person on the planet, kept coming my room every 2 hours and being like, are you better yet? I'm like, I'm sleeping, Mom. I'm sick. I'm sweating. Yeah. I'm hot. I'm dying. Uh-huh. I'm sick. I'm like nauseous.
Anyways,
so mean to
going
me.
Back
Next
to your friend.
Poll.
You told me your friend.
My friend did not have sex, waited 3 months, I told you, before having sex with the guy. You remember I talked about that a few weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I just think she's amazing and she get a medal. Like, who waits 3 months anymore? And I think it's amazing when people do. And a lot of people do.
And that was his choice?
Her choice.
Her choice. Okay.
Yeah. But she waited 3 months before doing anything. Like, they didn't even do the normal, like, I'm going to touch your penis and you're going to touch my clitoris kind of thing. Like, they just did not have sex. And I think that's good for her. She had to wait. She had a lot going on in her life. She had a baby. And whatever, but
I think that's cool. I would just be pissed if like some reason it all fell off and we ended up not doing anything and I wasted like 3 months.
Well, that's the thing. And he just like thrown this amazing birthday party for her. He did all this stuff for her without took her on vacations and trips, no sex.
Yeah, because he wants to get laid.
Yeah, but then finally he did get laid, so it's amazing. Like I always think it's
over.
Better to wait. I always think it's better to wait.
How's the relationship going now?
At least 48 hours. 24. No, you should wait a few weeks.
Yeah. How's the?
They were good. I haven't talked to her in a few weeks, but it seemed to be good. But he was the. But then there were some erectile dysfunction issues.
Okay.
Which I'm like, babe, you could find that out 3 months earlier.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, but erectile dysfunction, the old good old erectile dysfunction. Okay.
Hey, nothing a pill can't fix.
Exactly, Viagra. Or something. New poll. When is your favorite time to have sex? This is the first. This is the latest poll that we just posted. Morning time, afternoon delight, or at night?
I like morning because I'm.
Or weekends. We should have added. Let's add weekends.
Oh yeah, weekends. Weekends are the best because you can do it.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I added it for you.
All right.
But I do think weekends are a good time to have sex because you're less pressure, less work. You don't feel like you're not tired to go to work the next day, and you're
If it's at night during the week, I'm exhausted. I don't want to.
Right. No
sex. But if it's in the morning during the week, that's fine.
Okay. So I think
I'm on a schedule.
I'm a night person, or an afternoon person if it's the weekend.
You're a night sex person. Afternoons on the weekend.
Afternoons on the weekend is awesome. After brunch, my favorite meal.
After brunch?
Madison doesn't believe in brunch.
No.
Okay.
It's either breakfast or lunch. There is no brunch.
I love it's brunch. Stupid. You don't know how I feel about brunch. I love it.
All right.
I love it because you get the eggs and the bacon and the toast and the orange juice and the coffee and the water. Like, you get so many things.
Brunch is just a late breakfast. That's it.
It's awesome.
You just said you're eating breakfast late because you slept in all day and didn't do anything. You weren't unproductive.
Okay.
Why do you keep on checking your phone? Are you talking to a guy?
No, it's because the sound thing. They emailed me about the sound. That sound sounds fine.
The sound's cool?
I was just checking the
sound.
All right.
Our computer just looks weird then.
Okay, ready? Here's our emails. Oh, but today, after we read your emails, we're going to talk about hip movement during sex and how the right technique can make you better in bed. That's going to be coming up next.
When you keep on bringing that up, I keep on thinking Shakira. Because
she
can
move her hips?
She can move her hips like a mofo.
So can I.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can dance. I can move my hips, but
that's
I'm not
cool.
Shakira.
Yeah, that's cool.
I didn't mean to talk about me. I didn't mean to take it back to me. You're right. Shakira's hot.
I have an ex-girlfriend that's identical to Shakira, I swear.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you dump her?
Because I got back with my ex-girlfriend.
Got it. It happens. Okay. Here it is. I'm listening to the 617 Anal Sex Friday podcast, and it's driving me insane that Menace does not know what ass to mouth means.
Tell him I do. What are you talking about? I was the one that was saying it.
He says you don't know what it means, though.
Tell him to Google
that phrase. It's not what he's been using the phrase. It's much dirtier. Just thought he should know. That's from Lauren.
The term ass to mouth does not explain what it is?
Well, it's when you are – it's very bad, actually, ass to mouth. It's not healthy. It's when you have anal sex and you remove your penis from the anus and then you put the anus in your mouth without cleaning it, without protection, without anything.
That is not true.
It is true.
That's not true.
Yeah. This may enhance sexual excitement for both partners because it involves domination, humiliation. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's part of the whole domination. Like, you're going to suck my penis that just came out of your anus, and it's not clean and it's not good, and people shouldn't do it because it's disease ridden and you should be using protection anyway, and you shouldn't put a penis in your mouth that has been in an anus unprotected ever. Do you hear that? Ever.
There's ask the mouth archive.com is what I'm looking at. I think that's just from Wikipedia. Anybody can edit that. I mean, like, if you look up this movie called The Human Centipede, which is not a porn, by the way, and that's ass to mouth. Totally. All right? I apologize, listeners. Do not watch that movie because
okay.
It's horrific.
Oh, I watched a movie by the show. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, right. But
I'm telling you, that's not ass to mouth.
Whatever
well, at least
it is.
On, at least over here in the West Coast.
Okay.
With the penis, the whole penis
whatever
removal
it is,
and stuff.
Whatever it is, ass to mouth, be careful. Okay. Hey, Emily, I've been dating a great guy for a year and 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good to me and wonderful in bed, always wants to please me. Then one day I sat down at his computer and saw that he'd left open a porn site.
That bastard.
Curious, I looked at his browsing history and bam, I saw that he looks at hours of porn and pictures of naked teens every single day.
What an a-hole.
I confronted him about it in a non-judgmental, open for discussion way and we talked. He felt terrible knowing how bad I must feel. He said it's just a bad habit and he's been doing it every day for 12 years.
What?
I simply can't get past this. I don't really feel like it's cheating so much as I can't believe that hours of porn every day doesn't affect every aspect of his life and the way he relates to me and all women. He says he loves me and wants to stop. Should I believe him? It's not as bad. It's not as bad of a habit as it feels to me. Is he a total pervert? How could this not destroy our sex life? I really enjoy your show, Emily. Thanks for all your hard work. Marie from New York City.
Aw, he's just being a guy.
Well, Marie. Marie, here's the thing. Addiction is a term that we all throw around, like, you know, like someone that everyone's addicted these days, you know, especially like, you know, they get into some scuffle, like Tiger Woods is an addict. But really, an addiction, if there's a problem with this, like, it affects your everyday life. And I think you made up a really good point that if he's doing it every single day for 12 years, like, has to do it compulsively, I would say that there is a problem there. I would say that even if it was I don't know the level of it, but like that's just teens underage. I would say that it might be illegal and
underage, then there's a problem.
Like if it was just regular porn, people of age, of a certain age porn, and it was every day he masturbated for an hour or for 15 minutes. I think that's pretty normal. Like a lot of guys masturbate every day for 15 minutes or an hour, right? Online? Not
yeah, but
you. But it's teen, and he says he can't stop, and I feel like it does affect the way he relates to her and all women. It probably does. And he wants to stop. But here's the thing. Here's how we know there's a problem with addiction. Addiction is a problem when it wreaks havoc on other parts of your life. So it is affecting his relationship. It's probably affecting his job and it's affecting his whole life if he has to do it every day. And he says he wants to stop. So when someone says they want to stop, like if he said, babe, no problem with it, I promise you there's no problem. But he's saying he wants to stop. So I think he should get help for it.
That's true. But yeah. I'm just saying, how is it affecting his whole life if he's been doing it for 12 years and nobody knew about it? How is it affecting everybody?
I don't know.
The only reason it's affecting because she found out.
Yeah, but I think...
But if she didn't find out, I guarantee you...
But why is he saying he wants to stop unless he's just saying he wants to stop? But it's teen sex.
Of course
he's
going to say he wants to stop.
I know, but then it's just...
He's going to tell her like, oh yeah, I want to keep on doing this. What's wrong?
Yeah, I think that there's some problems here. I think that it's every single day for 12 years. I think anytime you do anything for every, you know, maybe going to the gym every day for 12 years is fine. But if you're doing that and it's teen sex and it bothers her and he says that he wants to stop, then maybe you should get some help. I don't think he's a total pervert. I would not label him as a pervert at all. I don't like to label people. I don't like to label anyone's actually. I think that that's what turns him on. That's what turns him on. And he knows what turns him on. Good. That's fine. But I would say that there's a lot of sticking points here that just lead me to believe that he needs to get some help and look at it. Maybe they can go into therapy together. I mean, what would you do if a friend of yours told you they were looking at porn all, like teen porn all day? Or do you know anyone who does? You might know.
A friend of mine that told me that he looks at porn every day.
Teen porn.
If it was of age porn, then I go, whatever. Right. He's just being a dude. I'm sorry.
It's the teen aspect of it and the fact that he wants to stop.
If there's hot 18, 19-year-olds, like, I don't understand what's wrong with that. But if he's looking at 15, 16-year-olds, then yeah, he has a problem.
Yeah,
and he
it's
needs
illegal.
To stop
it's teen,
it right away.
Not 18. Yeah. I'm sure if she says teen, she wouldn't call it. It's not called teen porn if they're 18.
It is. It's called. It is.
But
look it up.
I'm sure. But. Yeah, I'm sure it's illegal. Like it's like that barely legal stuff.
Yeah.
But Marie, I think that you have some good questions in here, and I think
if he was looking at underage porn for 12 years, I'm sure he would have been caught by now.
How could this not destroy our sex life? She said. I mean, it doesn't have to destroy your sex life. I think everything's repair. Like you can repair it, and I think sounds like you know you've been having good sex, and I just say that it's something more. There's more going on here. That we know about.
There's guys out there, billions of guys that look at porn and it doesn't destroy their sex life. Believe me. He's being a guy. He just has a certain type of porn that he likes. And again, if it's not underage porn, I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
If, you know, there's guys that like the foot thing. There's guys that like, you know, huge-breasted women
right.
porn. And, you know,
guys
just
like
because you're just because you're older, you might be offended by that because that he likes looking at younger women.
She doesn't say she's older. But for 12 years he's been doing it, so maybe he's older. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to label him here, sweetie Marie, but I think that this is an issue that you guys got to look into. And he should, if he wants to stop, you have to find out too, is he saying that he wants to stop for you or does he really want to stop? Because if he's saying he wants to stop just because you found out, then I would say that is a – I don't know that I believe him. But if he really looks like he's really going to take measures to stop, because just saying he's going to stop, just like any addiction, you can say you want to stop a million times. I'm not going to drink ever again. You know, you feel the morning after you get really sick. You're like, I'm never going to do this again. I'm never going to do that again. But unless you take steps to quit addiction, you're not going to quit addiction, like joining a 12-step program or going into rehab or whatever. So I would just say, you know, you got to look into it more. And he's telling you, you want to stop, but how you can you trust him? And porn is tricky, man. But also, more people are on Facebook than porn.
It's not as serious as we're making it out to be, or she's making it out to be honest. That's how
think,
I feel.
Right. I think the fact that he wants to stop means that they just have to make sure that they take necessary precautions. But I don't know that I believe that he wants to stop. He might just be saying that as a reaction to her finding out.
You don't need to make this a huge dagger in a relationship that's going to screw it up forever.
Here's the thing. It doesn't have to end your relationship at all. I think porn is totally healthy and totally normal. It's just if it's – I don't know his – she didn't get into his life and how in 12 years. Like maybe he's a deadbeat. Maybe he hasn't worked. Maybe he – I don't know. Or maybe he's got a great job and he's really successful and he's got a great relationship with his family and he loves his mother and everything's fine. But he's just all of a sudden wants to quit. I would find out, well, why does he want to quit? Is it just because of you? Again, if it's just because of you, that's not a reason. If he feels shame around it, if he feels bad around it, but he has to do it, that's addiction. That's a compulsion. If it makes him feel bad, but he feels like he can't stop, that's when there's a problem. If he's like, gosh, you know, this looking at these 14-year-olds never really bothered me until she looked at my browsing history. Oh, yeah, I want to stop. But if he's, you know what I mean? If it's torturing him in any way, too, there's a problem. Okay. Hey, Emily, I listened to your show and have found it helpful in so many ways, so thank you. I am 19. I've been masturbating since I was 12. I masturbate regularly and love it. However, when I have sex, I can't get to the same space to be able to orgasm. My partner and I foreplay, and it turns me on. However, that's as close as I can get to climaxing. I've tried everything from pelvic floor exercises, training my brain, talking to my lover, etc. I guess my main question is, having masturbated for so long, has that alone affected my ability to orgasm with another? I don't think of an orgasm as the ultimate goal in sex, but I never feel leaving satisfied no matter how hard my partner tries. I feel embarrassed for both of us as if I'm underperforming. I am fully comfortable and relaxed being naked, having sex, etc. Thanks for your help, Melissa, from Palmerston North, New Zealand.
All right.
All the way to New Zealand. Okay, Melissa. So I think it's, first of all, I don't know how long you've been having sex. You said you're 19. How long you've been having intercourse with someone. So you've been first of all, awesome for you for masturbating, knowing your body, being able to bring yourself to full climax. Completely, completely normal for you not to be able to orgasms during intercourse. Only 30 to 35% of women actually have orgasms during penetration. And so I would say that you are in the norm. And I would say that it has nothing to do with the fact that you masturbate. It has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that it takes practice and it takes time with this partner. And I would say, you say you can't get to the same space that you get to when you orgasm. And I would really try to incorporate what you do during masturbation into your lovemaking. So if you touch your clitoris, for example, I would do the same things that you do during masturbation when you're with your partner. So if you need to mutually masturbate in front of each other, or if you need to touch yourself during intercourse and that makes yourself an orgasm, or you need to bring in a sex toy to, like, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure how you orgasm, but if it is clitorally, there's nothing wrong with needing some help, needing having him touch you, having yourself touch you, or just, you know, maybe you could start by masturbating again in front of him and seeing if you're able to get there with him in the room and then kind of moving slowly into incorporating into your relationship.
All right.
All right. Okay. Emily, on a recent show, you were down on 69s for being too complex, too much to keep track of. But I find that my wife thinks too much when I go down on her. If she has something to distract her, then this gets her out of her head and she can really enjoy it. Great podcast. I look forward to the show each day. Donald from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. He's a premium member.
Yeah, you're hating on the 69.
He is a Friends with Benefits member. What up, Donald? Thanks for being a Friends with Benefits member. Okay, I was down on 69. First of all, that's awesome. I think that's a really good point because your wife gets too much inside of her head and she can't endure oral sex. So that is a good reason why some people would like 69. Personally, like I was saying, I just find 69 distracting. I'm like, are we doing this or are we doing that? Like, am I going down on you or you, me, and let's just pick one.
I think because they're going down on each other is how it works.
Too much. I get it. I'm like, but let's just pick one because I can't, I'm such a perfectionist that I want to be delivering. I want to be like into it and on it and be like, I'm so giving you a great oral sex right now.
Yeah.
That.
You're going to give me a high five after?
Yeah. I want a high five. I want a lot. That if you're going down on me, I'm not focused on that. I'm just kind of like, no, let me at it. I'm trying to. So that's just me personally, my own issues. But a lot of people love 69. Donald loves 69.
Yeah,
his wife loves 69.
Nothing wrong with
it. Do you like 69?
No, I've never even done it.
Never?
No.
Oh, you should try it once.
Yeah, I will. With the right person.
Okay. Emily, you are so seductive. As I clicked to listen. Oh, wait. Ooh. We should move into. What?
So seductive.
Baby.
I like it when you talk like this on the podcast. Yeah. So seductive.
I don't talk seductively.
Huh? Sometimes you do.
I do?
Yeah, when I tell you to.
When do you tell me to?
Say, I tell you to do it on the podcast.
Like, when have you told me to talk seductively?
You do, once in a while.
Oh, baby.
No, you do it better than that. Come on. Pretend you're a phone sex operator and read that email.
Emily, you're so seductive. As I clicked to listen on a classic episode on iTunes, I swear I saw you wink at me. My question is for both you and Menace. How do you feel about paying for sex? Long story short, I was raised as a Christian. No sex of any kind. Got married at 30. Mediocre sex for several reasons. Now divorced, I'm healthy, fit, and love to please. I love everything about sex. Just trying to find a woman who was interested in casual sex was tougher than I thought. Searching for ideas, I stumbled onto a niche that I didn't know existed. Independent ladies who practice full-body sensual massage with mutual touch. After seeing 6 different ladies, I can say, oh my God, how amazing these ladies are. No intercourse, mind you, but most everything else. P.S.
I got a boner. No, it's
good. Did you?
No.
Did I turn you on? No, I don't turn you on. No, I'm listening. I've listened carefully to what you've said about what women want in bed. Do you remember the chin trick? Well, as I employed your ideas about foreplay, she wanted me to go down on her, and bam, I remembered the chin trick. She loves lots of pressure and variation. The chin went into action. Mission accomplished. She had a great orgasm. Jeff from Seattle, premium member. Hey, Jeff from Seattle. Thanks so much, premium member. Love it, love it, love it. I have no problem with you paying for sex as long as it doesn't keep you from connecting with women on an emotional level, if that's what you want. So I have no problem with you like paying for women to give you – to masturbate you or mm-hmm. whatever you're doing. That's – I don't think it's a problem. If it's compulsive again, if it's wreaking havoc on your life, if you're doing that instead of connecting with women, if that's really what you want, then there's a problem. But otherwise, I think it's awesome and awesome that you can play the chin trick. That was on the Charisma show. If everyone wants to go to the classic episodes and look up Charisma, she talked about – she goes out on women. She's bisexual and she talked about the chin trick. Do you remember this, Menace, when she was like
– No, I don't.
Oh, you know why? Because you weren't there.
Okay.
She uses her chin, and so many people have used this trick. I can't tell you it's the most – I didn't even give the tip. I should feel offended. But it's like the most sex trick tip that I've given or one of them that people have used the most, and it works.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was. Explain exactly. Explain it. It's something like
– you have to bring it up tomorrow. We'll save it tomorrow. For tomorrow.
Okay, let's get into the sex tips.
Okay, and real quick,
yeah.
I feel that every time I take a girl out on a date, I'm paying for sex anyways because I'm paying for the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, do you wish that she paid and then you wouldn't feel that way, or are you just kidding?
No, I'm halfway kidding.
Okay. Okay, here's what we're talking about today, hip movements. There are many ways you can move your hips during sex. Here are some different ways you can move during sex to have the best sex possible for you and your partner.
Okay.
This is tips for men first and then women. Right. It feels really good. I've been flying all day. Screwing. Ready?
Okay.
They call it screwing for good reasons, meaning circular move. So don't do the jackhammer sex. When I say jackhammer sex, I mean the da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Screw around. Move your hips around in circles. Instead, grind your hips to make circular motions when your penis is deep inside her to stimulate her clitoris.
Yeah.
Men do not do this move enough. They need to. If you want to hit the pearl to really give her pleasure, then push your hips up slightly at the tightest point of the screwing motion. Use your PC muscles. Okay, PC muscles, this is not a reason to plug my very successful, very helpful, very popular iPhone app, but I will. It's called Kegel Camp, and you can get it on the iPhone. It's called Kegel, and it helps you with your PC muscles. Anyway, use your PC muscles, dudes. It's for the guys. You can use and women. You can use your PC muscles during sex. Everyone has PC muscles. It's that muscle that you use when you stop and start the flow of urine when you want to stop peeing and you can start peeing. You just have to exercise that.
Uh-huh.
Learn to relax your PC muscle when your hips meet with your partner's and squeeze it when you pull away.
Mm.
So you relax it and then you tense it when you're pulling away. You feel like your penis and testicles move up into your body, giving you some indirect prostate, aka the male G-spot stimulation. PC exercises even help you last longer in bed. And as your hips keep that pumping rhythm going, you need to inhale as you relax, exhale as you squeeze. That is, if you want to feel the orgasm travel right into your toes. So you breathe in, breathe out. When you're tensing and relaxing the PC muscles.
This is a good time to talk about your app to help people out. I just said it.
You were on the phone.
No.
Dude, I just plugged it.
You did talk about your app?
Yeah, I just said.
I'm just talking. I'm just
you're kidding?
With you.
Okay. I'm like, what planet were you on when I just said, I don't mean, I'm not talking about this to plug my app, but I'm going to because I can't help it. Okay, sarcasm. I love this one. This is a great sex tip for men. This is awesome. Again, not practiced that frequently, but a great one. Shallow thrusting. A tip for getting stimulation for her G-spot is shallow thrusting. The outer third of a woman's vagina is her most sensitive area. What's more, it'll also provide extra sensations to tickle your fancy since you'll be concentrating on the most sensitive part of your penis, the head. You can also have best of both worlds by combing shallow and deep thrusting, by combining shallow and deep thrusting. Begin with 9 shallow thrusts and then move those hips to get in deep for 1 hard thrusts. Then do 8 shallow thrusts. Then do 8 shallow thrusts and 2 deep thrusts. Then you do 7 shallow thrusts and you like vary the movement.
Uh-huh.
So like the shallow thrusting is where it's really sensitive for women. So you don't – like most men are just like all about the,
deep
thrust.
Yeah.
Deep, which feels really good for women. Like sometimes it feels awesome, but we want the variation. So this is all talking about like shallow thrusting.
Changing it up,
ma'am.
Get a – you know, can you break it down? Are you going to break it down on sexwithemily.com?
Yes. Because you didn't understand it?
No, I understood it, but it just, you know.
We'll break it down more at sexwithemily.com. Yeah. We absolutely will. Well, we should have posted this. It's awesome. Okay, the cat position. I've talked about this, the coital alignment technique. It's a variation of the missionary position. She squeezes her legs together after you enter her, forcing your knees on either side of her thighs. And the man is I don't know. This one is so – this one we need – I think – can we post this on the website? There's a picture of it, a diagram of it.
Yeah.
So the man is above her, and this is not an up and down movement. This is like a side to side. And this increases the odds of a woman having orgasm from vaginal thrusting, even though it'll still be a clitoral orgasm. So your hips grind rather than thrust in and out. And the man is moved up more on top of her. I'm going to put this diagram.
Yeah, I need a picture of that.
I know. Okay, these are movements for women.
Okay.
Okay, pace yourself. Timing is extremely important. If you want a long lovemaking session, start out slow. This will help him last longer. So women on top, these are some things that women can do. Start moving up and down to build momentum. Do you like when a woman – separate thought. When a woman's on top of you, do you like when she's going up and down or forward and backward? What feels better to you?
Up and down.
Up and down.
And forward and backward. Because forward and backward, I feel like – you're going to slip and lose a rhythm, you know?
She is? Or you are?
Both of us together. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But I think up and down you can.
Right. Up and down looks hot because you can watch your penis going in and out.
Yeah.
That's what men like that.
Yeah, they love that.
It's
harder.
They love the penis in and out.
But it's harder. I feel it's harder to get off rhythm with that position. And plus she's going. Well, either way, women are doing at the motion that they like.
Right, when they're on top. So you can rest your torso or you can rest your torso on his and essentially grind him from side to side or in circles. So that's the other way. So grind him from side to side or up and down.
Yeah.
But just because you're in the driver's seat, that doesn't mean you have to do other work. He can wrap his hands around your hips and help you gyrate. Start slowly, rock back and forth, gyrate in small circles, lift for sensual up and down, and pump hard for that special oomph. As his body tenses and he nears his orgasmic point of no return, match the increasing speed and rhythm and don't stop until you get every last contraction. So so this is really interesting. So you can rock back and forth, gyrate in small circles. What was I just going to say about that? Oh, he can help you gyrate. So I like when I think when a woman's on top, I think a lot of men are like, oh, I'm just going to let her do her thing because she knows what she's doing. But it can be really nice when a guy helps you and moves you forward and backward as well or up and down or whatever you want to do. Like, because then you're like in it together and guys are sometimes can be stronger than women oftentimes.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they can move you even faster or harder than you can do it yourself. So that's a total bonus when guys kind of pitch in to help.
Yeah, of course. You just grip on tight and then, you know, just follow their lead though.
I'm getting kind of turned on right now.
All right.
I don't know. That doesn't happen often. I just got kind of turned on. Okay, cool. Reverse cowgirl. We've talked about this. The man lies on his back with his legs closed and knees slightly bent. She sits on top of him, faces the other way. Instead of moving up and down, she rocks back and forth. This will provide both clitoral and G-spot stimulation. And this is a huge one. Men love reverse. A lot of men like reverse cowgirl because they can watch again the in and out. And so women, this is can be a grinding back and forth rather than, I mean, up and down is hot too, but this is like, again, we're talking more about the grinding. Like, we so go towards the up and down and the, and the,
you're talking
back and
about,
forth.
When you say grinding, you're talking about a circular motion.
Circular motion, yeah. More circular. So that's what I got for you. And then tomorrow we'll be talking about being a better kisser because that will enhance your sex life. And then we've got, we give away prizes every week. We give away special things. And this week we're giving away, people, you got to email me ASAP your sex tip. What is the best sex tip that you've ever gotten, that you've ever learned, that anyone's ever done to you, that you've ever experienced? Just email me feedback@sexwithemily.com, or you can just go to the website and put ask Emily. Easy to do there. Mm-hmm. It's easy to do on the website. And send me your best sex tip and we'll give you a special prize. And we'll totally appreciate that. So yeah, you can find me on also, you can do it on Sex with Emily or Twitter, Sex with Emily. And what was I going to say about that? Oh, that we just want to hear what the best sex tips you've ever learned and give you prizes. That's all we want to do. All I want to do is help you out. We want to
give
back.
Out prizes.
Yep, exactly. I just want to give you a prize, baby. And so, yeah. What else? Anything else, Max? We've got like a couple things.
Yeah? Couple things.
Well, we were started late, so whatever.
We record here at Stitcher Studios. We love Stitcher. Stitcher is a app that is free for your smartphone, you know, Android, BlackBerry, iPhone, and you can stream the podcast on your phone whenever you want. But, you know, once you're a Friends of Benefits member, you just type in the password one time, and every single day it will let you know when the new episode is available.
I know. I love it. I use it at home.
Also, I'm a big fan of your Fire TV.
Fire TV is amazing.
You didn't
mention
the Fire TV.
I know. I mentioned it earlier. FYRE TV is my set. Now I'm going to miss my dog when I go away, but when I was in Michigan, I missed my Fire TV set-top box. It is like the Netflix of porn. They've got like 20,000 titles. You can break it down by categories, like porn for women, porn for men, or just facial porn, you know, when the man orgasms on the woman's face, or handjob porn, or big boob porn, or like there's all these different ways. Like, it blows my mind, and the user interface is really cool, and I love watching
porn. At your house, there was two girls, dildo and anal play.
Yes, there was.
It was very classy.
There was a lot of anal play.
They were in a blow-up pool and a lot of lube. And I was afraid, and I left.
Matt is like, okay, Em, see you later.
All right, everything's plugged in. I'll see you later.
Okay, so everyone should check out Fire TV because there are new sponsors, and I'm not just saying this because there are new sponsors. I'm just saying, like, oh, my God.
They're really, like, right. You know, because I'm a tech geek, like, it is set up really legit. I don't have one, but I set it up.
Do you want one? We'll talk about it offline. Right.
But it is set up just like Netflix. Like, you know, people they buy little boxes they put on top of your TV and then you can scroll through. I know you just explained it, but it amazed me on how well it was set up. I think the categories are even set up way better than Netflix.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, I can get this specific. That's what I'm doing tonight with my dog. We're going to watch porn together. Not together, like in a weird way. But I got no plans.
You share too much.
Too much. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
This episode is brought to you by one of our amazing sponsors, Mask Sexual Flavor Strips. They enhance your sexual experiences with a taste of strawberry, mango, watermelon, or chocolate. It's kind of like a Listerine strip, but for sex. So if you like sex and you want to make it even more enjoyable, and you like hearing Sex with Emily for free, check out Mask at sexualflavors.com. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve.